Hi, it's Ori Krug. Welcome back to Mind Your Body. I am so excited to do this mini series here on the Mind Your Body podcast called Relationship Real Talk. I have an amazing free group on Facebook called The Lasting Love Movement, and I have gotten so many questions from the members inside about how to improve your relationship when you've experienced trauma, and how do you not bring all of that in? And so I've been doing a series, Relationship Real Talk, to answer these questions and really give a different perspective, one that really helps us come from the body's wisdom, that helps us stop talking and thinking in circles about the past and the, you know, even the problems that it's creating in our relationships in the present, and really what we need to do to start creating a change. So you'll see these episodes coming from me for the next several episodes. So yeah, if it resonates with you, if this is something you've been struggling with, you know, relationship stuff, due to past trauma, then you are going to love this mini series. Enjoy. This is Mind Your Body, a dance movement therapy perspective on the integration of our emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual aspects of our being into one more aware and whole existence. All right, so today we are talking about how to actually deal with triggers in your relationship without sabotaging the amazing connection with your partner. And I'm not going to be here and say, all right, just breathe, take a moment, and then respond, right? Because if that worked, it would have worked already. But when the nervous system hijacks the body like that, it doesn't work to pretend to be calm. Like, we actually need to have that in our bodies. So this was a huge discussion in our group this week in the Lasting Love Movement, and I would love to expand on this. The first thing that's important to know is what is actually a trigger, because the word trigger is thrown around so much these days, and it's important to know the difference between a normal emotional response in your relationship versus a trigger. A trauma trigger. So when you are being triggered by an old trauma memory, when your partner, okay, let's say your partner asks you 7 times in the same week where the cooking spoon is, and you, a normal feeling, a normal response would be, wow, that's really, really annoying. Like, I wish you would just know where the spoon is and just remember, so you don't have to ask me a bunch of times. A trauma trigger is like yelling, crying, why can't you just listen? Why don't you ever listen to me about where I'm telling you these things are, right? It's like losing your shit, out of control reactions. And it's okay to have normal frustrations with your partner. But know that the difference is when your old trauma is being triggered, there is a very different reaction happening in your brain, in your nervous system, and in your body. Your hippocampus cannot distinguish the past and the present when you have old trauma stored in your body, meaning when your partner has asked you for this wooden spoon for the 8th time, in 2 days, your brain can't distinguish that this is not the same thing as growing up with parents who never respected your emotional needs. They never saw you. They never met you in your needs. They never heard you when you expressed yourself. And so now that your partner isn't listening to where this thing is in the kitchen, you are brought right back to that moment of like, no one ever listens to me. No one ever, just no one cares. No one loves me, right? And it's this spiral that is triggered, that intensity, that bringing right back to those moments of your trauma. That is what a real trigger is. And so it's not helpful to say, hey, just breathe it out and do something different, because that is years and years of trauma stored in your body. And it is the way that your nervous system is now wired to react, not to, you know, not being able to choose your response. If you were able to choose your response, yeah, you could breathe and respond differently. You could say, honey, I've told you a few times before, it's right over there, right? And you'd be like annoyed and it would be annoying, but it wouldn't be this whole big dramatic thing. And so that is the first piece of like, what is a trigger? Are you being triggered right now in your relationship? Or are you having normal, healthy frustrations, right? Normal emotions that come with living with a partner, being with a partner for many years, you're going to butt heads. Or are you experiencing things that make you yell, cry, shut down, get in your car and leave? Because that is a trauma trigger. So what really needs to happen? What do you really need to do? The first thing is there are some helpful tips out there, I'm sure, that you've heard and listened to. You know, one of them being take a deep breath or tell yourself, just tell yourself in the moment, just to calm down, not to relax, right? They've either been helpful for you before and now it's like, this doesn't work anymore. Or maybe you've even practiced a script of like, what do you want to say? Like, what are you going to say next? And whether they've worked or not, these are just temporary solutions. Because your nervous system is so wired to react that just a temporary band-aid, like taking a deep breath or practicing a script, one, it doesn't create a long-lasting solution, so that you are trying so hard every single time you're triggered to not be triggered, basically. And two, no matter what kind of words you say, like you can have the best scripts from the best communication experts out there, but communication is 93% nonverbal. UCLA founded this psychological research that shows us 93% of our communication is nonverbal. So no matter what words you say, if you are crumbling on the inside, if you are kind of dying on the inside, even if you've managed to somehow like keep your composure and all that, like your partner will feel that. Your partner will dysregulate right along with you. If you're reacting like there's a bear in the room, then they're going to either react in that fight response to you, or they're going to shut down, or they're going to run away. Like your survival response is going to trigger theirs. And that's why couples get into years of unhealthy communication patterns, because they're just constantly triggering each other. And we can't even remember where the hell that started. So it is not helpful to put a band-aid on this. It's not helpful to try these coping strategies, right? That, I mean, like it's helpful to try it out. Like you can try it out, but it's not going to create the lasting change of having a true sense of inner peace, of calmness in your nervous system, that even when there are triggers in your relationship, and there will be, because you have experienced past trauma, that it's still like, you're still just really calm, cool, and regulated. You have some normal frustrations with your partner, but you can choose the way you want to respond. That is the solution. That is the long-lasting solution. Rewiring your nervous system to, you know, my client just messaged me this morning with an amazing story of how things have just totally shifted in her relationship. She had said that they had a conversation about money, a conversation about money that would normally just blow up so fast. He would yell, he would shut down. She would be like, you need to go get a job, or like, done, I'm not having this conversation. And it would be very ugly. And she was describing to me that she was able to really be present and listen and make suggestions. And he respected them and asked her questions and was like, so do you think that I should, yeah, do you think that I should talk to this person and get advice? And she was like, I can't believe it. Like, we actually had a conversation. I was actually present. I was able to like be graceful in this and just be calm, where normally I would just totally shut down or, you know, give an ultimatum. And so that is what it is. It's being able to choose your response. She'd said, I felt the impulse to give that ultimatum of like, get a job or we're done with this discussion, but I didn't go with it. And that is the difference of handling, not even handling, but flowing through the triggers or the frustrations in your relationship. You still feel them. You're still a normal human being with a normal range of emotions, and that's good, but you don't react anymore. And so that is the solution. And we need to stop pretending that a breathing exercise or a certain movement pose even is going to solve all of that. This requires rewiring your nervous system and releasing that old trauma in a safe, supported, therapeutic relationship where you can truly feel the fear coming up in your body and move through it. You can feel that impulse response to react, but it doesn't hijack you. And that is actually exactly what I offer in my Let Love In program. And if you would like to know the details of how my Let Love In program can heal your trauma that is making you push your partner away right now so that you can fully step in and soften into the most amazing version of yourself, then I would love to share that with you. I will give you all the details up front of what it includes and all of that. Just send me a message to let me know that you would be interested in applying, and I will share everything with you. And then if it feels like a good fit, we can make it happen. All right, so I hope this was helpful for you. And I hope you know that you deserve to be able to let healthy, lasting love in. Bye.